Hello and welcome to the Black Friday edition of the Entertainment Earth podcast. This is Adam Paulus for Entertainment Earth, Friday, November 23rd, 2012. There's a lot going on today, so I'm having a hard time keeping up with everything, so let's get started with movies. Last week at the box office, The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 made $141 million. It's a lot of money. And Skyfall number 2, $41.1 million. Lincoln, $21 million. Wreck-It Ralph, $18.6 million. And Flight rounded out the top five with $8.8 million. New this week, Silver Linings Playbook, Red Dawn, Rise of the Guardians from DreamWorks, which you can buy art from us right now on entertainmentearth.com, Life of Pi, Hitchcock, and others in limited release. In the news, the big news for you Star Wars fans, which is everybody, The Hollywood Reporter is saying Lawrence Kasdan is returning to write one or two of the Star Wars sequels, as well as Simon Kinberg. This is good news, I guess. It's funny just to think about, yeah, we're doing a trilogy and we're going to plan it all right now, and it's so far off, and there's no casting or directors, but everyone's running the other way saying, I will not direct this movie. Let me just say, Lucasfilm, if you're listening, I will direct this movie. Not only do I have absolutely no experience and have a problem with a lot of things done in the prequels, I can bring a boundless enthusiasm and lack of technical expertise to the film it sorely needs. So keep me in mind. Studio Ghibli's next two movies are The Wind Rises and The Princess Kaguya Story, according to a translation on Dark Horizons. Chevy Chase has finally left the TV show Community after about 4 years of complaining. He is not going to be in at least two episodes this season because they still need to be shot. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving did well on the Wednesday TV ratings race. It had 8.1 million viewers. It wasn't enough to beat out Survivor, but it did beat out X Factor and Whitney. On sale. Entertainment Earth. Black Friday madness is here because today is Black Friday. It might not be Black Friday when you listen to this, but go to sale.entertainmentearth.com right now to see what our current sales are. We're going to have great sales all season long, although the really good ones are right now, and some of the items have already sold out. And I know today is Black Friday, and I know we just started the Black Friday sale, but they're popular items. We have six special offers running right now, ranging from Lego to free shipping. Several hand-picked items and special bundles are up. Be sure to check out a replica of Luke Skywalker's jacket from the original Star Wars, complete with the Medal of Yavin. We also have a swell Doctor Who bundle with a sonic screwdriver remote control on it. No extra charge. You'll get a bobblehead, a water bottle, and free shipping. It's an amazing price. You should go get one right now. They're all at sale.entertainmentearth.com, but remember, some of these special deals end Sunday night. In toy news, let's keep this short because I got work to do. Lego Galaxy Squad pictures are showing up online. The 2013 space theme includes helmeted troopers, normal space guys, possibly robots, and big bug-like aliens, as well as little, they're neat. You can check them out. It's like Insectoids, but with another team to fight in more interesting colors. Excuse me, I'm belching all over the place. Let's leave that in. That's a professional thing to do. Biff Bang Pow gave Entertainment Earth seven exclusives to Black Friday. New Doctor Who, Venture Brothers, Battlestar Galactica, Twilight Zone, and $6 Million Man travel mugs are at bf.entertainmentearth.com right now. They're in stock. They're right here. And if you need a gift for somebody that they haven't seen yet, this is brand new. There were no pre-orders. They've only been on the web for like a day. So you can get them right now, and it's new. And that's pretty much it. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/enterth, where I'll update you on deals and news as we have it. We added Fall of Cybertron Bruticus, the Transformers toy, individually on our website. And if you order all five, it's more than $69, and any $69 order of in-stock items will get you free shipping, if that makes sense. So again, Enter Earth on Twitter, Entertainment Earth on Facebook. Sign up for our newsletter, won't you? And if you like the podcast, please tell a friend. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a good holiday weekend. Go see a movie. There's a lot of good stuff. And I'll see you next week.